This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An aide to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirmed on Sunday Israel had accepted a framework deal for winding down the Gaza war, now being advanced by U.S. President Joe Biden, though he described it as flawed and in need of much more work. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has the story.
In an interview with Britain's Sunday Times, Netanyahu's chief foreign policy advisor, Ophir Falk, said Biden's proposal was a deal we agreed to. It's not a good deal, but we dearly want the hostages released, all of them. Biden said the first phase entails a truce and the return of some hostages held by Hamas, after which the sides would negotiate on an open-ended cessation of hostilities for a second phase, in which remaining live captives would go free.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Israel's defense minister said on Sunday Israel would not accept Hamas continuing to rule Gaza at any stage during the process to wind down the war, and it was examining alternatives to the Islamist group designated as terrorists by the U.S. Yoav Gallant did not elaborate on the possible alternatives. Gallant from the IDF Southern Command headquarters said Israel's military operation, together with creating the potential for governing alternatives, will allow the removal of Hamas's authority in the return of hostages. Qatar and Saudi Arabia have condemned an Israeli parliamentary plan that seeks to label UNRWA, the main provider of aid to Palestinians in Gaza, a terrorist group. They join a growing list of countries to speak out against the proposal. The bill, which passed a preliminary vote in parliament last week, is the product of increasingly tense relations between Israel and the United States.